trenches, handling a Maxim. Dear Mr. Hunt, please accept yourself and convey to the other gentlemen my best thanks for the State Express cigarettes. They are fine indeed. Oh, what a picnic it is in the trenches just now. We've been up in the trenches for 10 days now, and except for the 2 days, it's been raining almost steadily. The result is mud. Mud and, well, more mud. Knees deep in places. But luckily, we have a long top boot with the trench wear, so that the mud doesn't worry us too much. Except that it's making our feet ice cold. We've been issued with fur jackets so we can keep our bodies warm. Just now, the whole countryside is covered with snow and moving objects are distinguishable from a long distance off. For instance, this morning, when I was on duty with the Gunner, I could see the Germans walking down the road and away behind the lines. I had several bursts at them with the gun, but they're out of range. Made me damn mad, I can tell you, seeing the blighters and not being able to lay harm on them. You can realise the power one seems to possess when handling a Maxim. Personally, I feel as if I could lay out the whole German army with one. We fire about a couple of thousand rounds every night into Fritz's trenches just to keep them quiet. They have been trying to find the gun, both with the Maxims and with shells, but up till now they've not succeeded. A kind regards to everybody. Yours very sincerely, Gilbert Williams.